Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Robertson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jose Pagan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moose. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Moose. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Marv Stahel. Batting second. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan McGinn. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan McGinn. And now, play ball. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel takes first base on ball four. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stahel moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Stahel scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Pagan moves to second. Two outs. Bob Moose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moose strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeter. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeter strikes out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. Cash moves to second. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguilan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to third. Sanguilan moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stale for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fairley moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sanguilan for a passed ball. Fairley scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferry hits a pop-up towards first. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Moose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moose is 0 for 1 in the game. Moose takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bateman moves to third. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McGinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moose fields it and throws to home to get Bateman. Wine moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stale takes first base on ball 4. Wine moves to third. McGinn moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cash picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cash. Wine scores. McGinn scores. Stale moves to second. It's 4-0, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stale scores. Fairley moves to second. It's 5-0, Expos. Dick Colpeart now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Expos. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Cash settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cash. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 2 in the game. Ferry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the mound. McGinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sanguilan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gosger moves to second. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger moves to third. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McGinn strikes out. Two outs. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Stale hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 2 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Nelson now pitching. Freddie Potek now playing shortstop. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 3 in the game. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Coco LeBoy now playing third base. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. LeBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeter strikes out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeter. Gosger reaches second base with a double. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gosger moves to third. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wine takes first base on ball 4. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McGinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver is hit by the pitch. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Stahel hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fairley is hit by the pitch. Adolfo Phillips pinch runs for Ron Fairley. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. John Bacabella now playing first base. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry May pinch hits for Jim Nelson. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek hits a pop-up towards first. Bacabella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 8, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.